Protest singers have been writing about what they believe for centuries. The modern protest song began in the 1940s and 50s when Woody Guthrie sang about labor, race, and class. Since then, protest songs have grown out of the civil rights movement, the Vietnam War, and more recently, the Iraq War. Now, folk singers are raising their voices again. These songwriters have been inspired by and sometimes provoked by the debate over illegal immigration. The Western Folklife Center's Taki Telenitis surveys a new generation of protest songs.
This is not your father's folk music, but the song speaks directly to the people with the most at stake in this debate, the immigrants. And you don't need to speak Spanish to get the message. Esta tierra es tuya, esta tierra es mía, desde el horizonte hasta la otra orilla, desde las montañas, costas, ríos y valles. La tierra es para ti, para mí. Esta tierra es tuya is the title track from a new album by Sones de México. Band member Juan Diaz says that "This Land is Your Land" kept playing over and over in his head during the demonstrations for immigrant rights of the past few years, so he did some research.
Woody Guthrie wrote this song in 1940 at a time when migrant workers from the Great Plains were being displaced by drought and the Dust Bowl. They were traveling looking for opportunities for a chance to work and feed their families.
Much like the Mexican migrant workers of today, says Diaz. So he decided to translate Woody Guthrie's classic into Spanish, and he added a few lyrics of his own.
In the world there are many people who are poor, and in the world there are others who are rich. And then we have the travelers looking for an opportunity.
A song sometimes helps you to address something that possibly has no solution. Maybe someone has died or there's a situation that has no escape, and a song becomes a way to feel that you're not so alone, that other people might feel like you do.
Juan Diaz has felt this power of music during his travels through the West this summer. He's been wearing his other professional hat, that of a folklorist, surveying grassroots Mexican musicians in Idaho and Oregon for the Western Folklife Center. And Diaz has found that immigration is a recurring theme in their ballads. Gerardo Sagrero and his band tune up in a cramped basement in Salem, Oregon. They're putting the finishing touches on a new song.
Acordarme porque huérfano quedé porque se murió mi padre.
This is a corrido, a tragic ballad, and it's dedicated to Sagrero's father. He died 20 years ago while he and his brother were trying to cross the border into the U.S.
Dice que iban a cruzar el río y que la corriente estaba fuerte pero que se veía tranquilo.
They crossed by the Rio Grande in Texas. And when my father was crossing, he was stepping on some stones, and he was carrying two bags in his hands. So he slipped, and he fell into the current, and he was swept away. When I was about 16 years old, I liked corridos very much, and I was listening to other stories about people who had problems, who had died. That's when I felt I wanted to write a story for my father. What this corrido does for me is that it brings back his memory, it makes us remember him.
Juan Diaz says that corridos often become a part of the grieving process.
For us Mexican boys, they teach us not to cry from the time we are little. But singing is okay. And I feel that, through song, we can cry.
the new corridos are being embraced by, and in some cases written by, a new generation of immigrants.
Señores, déjenles platico del peor día de mi vida, o el día que me separé de mi abuelita querida.
14 students and their families cram into a classroom at Woodburn High School in Oregon. It's the last day of Juan Diaz's corrido writing workshop. Students can compose songs about anything they want, and again, immigration emerges as a common theme.
There was a little girl in the class who decided that she was going to write her corrido about her travel to the United States and how she came really against her will. Her parents had made that decision. And she wrote a song called, I Was Never Asked to Be Brought Here.
Para mí es algo triste porque fue el día de mi cumpleaños.
That day was my birthday, and we had to come here. So I didn't want to come, so it was sad. And I was crying from Mexico to here.
The little girl, Alejandra Mendoza, says this song is helping her cope with her sadness, and it's helping her make a point.
The message of my song is for parents to listen to their children before coming here to the United States.
Corridos must be true, and they follow a specific structure that includes a headline, the introduction of characters, and a moral. Student Tony Ramos wrote his corrido about his uncle who died crossing the border.
It kind of made me put things in order a little better. There's one part where I had a hard time, which is with the moraleja, with the moral of the song. And for me, that I still haven't been able to come up with one for my uncle's story.
Ramos was a toddler when his parents crossed the border. He wants to become a teacher so he can educate the next generations who come to America. Ramos pays close attention to the debate over illegal immigration.
I would get angry at some of the things that politicians say, you know, build a wall, keep them out. But at the same time, I grew up here, and this country has given us a lot, and it makes it hard to choose what side to be on.
Immigrant farm workers themselves have written ballads that address the issue. Jose Garcia of Payette, Idaho, wrote this one. It expresses the hope that President Bush will take action to legalize undocumented workers.
Porque el presidente Bush, él también ya está en acción.
Other immigrant farm workers are not as optimistic. Benigno Pedraza sings, "The doors of opportunity are closing in America. So I'm going back to Mexico. Adios."
Adios todos mis amigos. Adios trabajos del norte.
Still other immigrants write songs to accompany their political activism.
My name is El Llanero Inmigrante, the immigrant ranger.
En el año 2003 fue compuesto este corrido.
The immigrant ranger, as he calls himself, clenches his fist and closes his eyes as he begins his song. He wears a cowboy hat with more than 100 signatures. They're from the people he met 4 years ago during the Immigrant Workers Freedom Ride to Washington.
Dijo, yo soy Freedom Rider.
Immigrant Ranger dedicates this song to one of those freedom riders, an older man named Severo Asensio.
He talked to the Congress, and he never asking for the Social Security to retire. He's 75 years old. He say, I want the Social Security number to keep working. And the final day in the Freedom Ride, we going in the bus, and I just start singing the song, and he start crying.
Campesino tan valiente, de la Unión, fiel compañero.
Muchas gracias.
Immigrant Ranger has written songs about stowaway Mexicans who suffocate to death in boxcars and the hardships of day laborers who freeze on street corners while they wait for work.
Sometimes the poems I write in making the people angry, but not with me. Angry with the situation they live in.
Woody Guthrie said, "If the fight gets hot, the songs get hotter. If the going gets tough, the songs get tougher." Immigrant Ranger vows to keep singing until things change, and he's working with students to translate his songs into English. He wants all Americans to hear his stories. The stories in these new corridos resonate with folklorist and musician Juan Diaz.
I knew corridos from recordings, older corridos, but seeing people writing their own corridos about situations that are affecting them right now and feeling that connection was a revelation for me. Their stories about crossing, the people they have lost along the way, they're just very, very hard and very touching stories. I think that if Woody Guthrie were alive today and he heard what we were doing, he would be very happy.
For NPR News, I'm Taki Telonidis in Salt Lake City.
This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water. This land was made for you and me.
Our story was produced by Hal Cannon of the Western Folklife Center. This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Christine Arrowsmith and produced this week by Ned Wharton, with help from David Rector, Laura Kranz, Dave Nagaris, and Rebecca Martinez. Ken Bader is the senior editor. The senior producer is Robert Molesky. And this week we welcome back technical director Burke Hunt to the program. Our audio engineers are Ted Mebane and Greg Gavin. Our theme music was written by B.J. Lederman with additional music from Steph Scajari and Greg Smith. I'm Leanne Hansen.
Today's feature on Immigrant Songs was produced with support from the Paul G. Allen Family Foundation.